Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Seems as a nation, and I talk about this on a Friday because maybe we can start the weekend with a little fresh feeling, but 2015 was a very stressful year for many Americans, and according to a new survey from the American Psychological Association, the average stress levels in the U.S. rose from 4.9 in 2014 to 5.1 on a 10-point stress scale. People are feeling more stress, they're talking about their stress more, and they're exhibiting it more, you know, some more. What's more, there's been a particular increase in the number of adults who experience extreme stress, with a 24% reporting that they were highly stressed last year compared with 18% the year before. So the study that was released today asked participants about the causes of their stress and found that a lot of it was discrimination, which is interesting to me. That's a big factor. And of the adults surveyed, 61% said they experienced day-to-day discrimination, such as being treated with less courtesy or respect. I would imagine that happens at the workplace a lot, receiving poorer service than others or being threatened or harassed. African Americans are the most likely to say they face discrimination, with more than 3/4 of Black adults reporting they experience it day-to-day. How sad is that? And in this political climate of so much hatred and so much anger, I think that we're going to see more discrimination, and that's not a good thing. But as far as the stress goes, we have to look at ways to reduce our stress. Our cortisol levels are rising as a nation, and the psychological and physiological effects that they give us are enough to cause people to have heart disease and certain types of cancers. So really, some of the other contributors to stress certainly include money, work, family responsibilities, health concerns, and of course, the economy. So dealing with stress is a very important part of health advocacy and being your own best health advocate. And you know, I talk about that a lot on my shows, but dealing with stress seems to be almost number one. And whether you deal with stress by exercising, by massage, yoga, acupuncture, meditation, nutrition, hopefully you're not dealing with it by over-drinking or overdoing certain other things that might be a negative effect on that stress. So we all have to control our stress. Definitely something important. And you know, I'm going to keep talking about that because I think it's so important. I feel stress a lot and I worry about what it's doing to my body. So I'm right in there with you, listeners. And I think that we can all do this together if we look at ways to reduce those levels of stress and get ourselves to feeling a more positive way. And in a more positive note, overall rates of cancer and deaths from cancer in the United States continue to decline, which is good. Now, they are seeing more liver cancer deaths, and they think that it's an increase in hepatitis C and hopefully not an increase in people drinking. But the latest data shows that many cancer prevention programs are working and saving lives. So when we talk about stress, heart disease, smoking, exercise, eating really badly, and these are all things that can contribute to various cancers. And certainly we can't change our genetics, but we can look at those controllable risk factors, and that's how they're referred to as controllable risk factors. And we can look at those and see what we can change in our own lives. So this weekend, I'd like to challenge you to do one thing to change those controllable risk factors, whether it's taking your medication, taking your blood pressure medication, making sure that you get a little bit of exercise, doing something that contributes to an overall reduction in stress and in healthy living, something that you can do that will make you feel better this weekend. So pick one thing and do it, and feel free to let me know about it. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.